Elliot Yeo is with us this morning. We're talking footy in the West Coast, to 17th on the ladder. Percentage, of course, above North Melbourne. The difference between 17th and the Wooden Spoon, of course, mate. And,
that's not appealing, is it?
It's not really.
No, it's not. It's not where you not where you guys would have thought you'd be at this this time of the year, of course.
No, no, unfortunately. But there's always a silver lining. And that silver lining is we've got a lot of experience into a lot of players. So that's what we can sort of get out of it.
Yeah. Good.
And go, and we can go from there.
All right, playing well the said. Suns on the Gold Coast on Sunday. Some big ins expected. One Natanui and possibly one Yeo.
Yeah, they're big ins, aren't they? Yeah, especially
big,
the second
big
one.
Big ins.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got told off before for saying, you know, we'll wait and see till Thursday. So
we appreciate how you can't say anything, yeah. You know, if it, but how do you feel?
So, yeah, well, there's some things that I have to tick off this week, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
So
yep.
If I'm okay, everything goes
cliche
all good.
Tick. Yep.
Yes, if everything goes all tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo.
Going out with the cliches here.
Yeah. Oh, tickety-boo.
So, but yeah, there's some things that I actually have to tick off during the week.
Get the show a bit of ticker.
Yeah, exactly.
And then...
We'll be good to go.
Yeah.
So
you can't say it, Elliot. I reckon you're about 75%.
Yeah, I reckon. I got a phone call on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
You know, how you going? You know, chat to the team.
Yep.
What give us some of the goss? Then I'd fill you in. I'd give you the 411.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah. And
all right.
Then you literally would get in trouble if you said too much this morning, right?
Well, exactly, yeah. I'd cop the old cane across the knuckles, that's for sure.
Don't want you going to the principal's office. Principal Simpson.
Yeah.
Jack Petricelli and also Willie Rioli could be back as well.
Yes. Yes, so it's all the same.
All the same.
All the same. All
Tick.
In the same boat, so everyone's got their own little individual programs.
Yeah, and everyone will know on Thursday.
Yeah.
Suns.
I didn't say it.
No, you didn't.
Suns
we're speculating.
Have lost four out of their last five games, so they're going to be a little bit angry, fighting.
Mm. But they're an extremely talented team.
Yeah.
So they've got a serious amount of talent in their in their side. For even though they might have a little bit more experience in their younger kids than what we would. You know, it's definitely a winnable game. We can go over there and win it. You know, their form is a little bit shaky, but you know, it's not going to be an easy game.
Oh, so. They've got some pretty handy scalps this year as well.
Oh, absolutely. So I see them as a team that's definitely on the up and on the improve, and in the next couple of years, I can definitely see them contesting. So, you know, it'd be good to sort of knock them off and, you know, have another few wins. And as Rhino said a few weeks ago, you know, a couple games off of, you know, having the worst season, but it'd be good to get a couple more wins on the belt, you know, No, but it would be good to get a couple more wins and finish off the season on a high.
Yeah.
A few more numbers. Mate, you wouldn't stab your good mate Boots Shuey in the back, but if someone asked you at one stage in your career, would you want to be captain for the West Coast Eagles, what would you say?
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, if the playing group thought, you know, that, you know, I was the best possible candidate, absolutely, I'd put my hand.
What an honour that'd be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It'd be an awesome honour. But unfortunately, over the past couple of years, it's, you know, I haven't been able to get on the field, and that's a lot hard. That's a lot harder to sort of, you know, try and lead from that perspective.
Mm.
So at this point in time, there's some few things that I need to worry about, and my body's probably mainly one of them.
Mm.
So it's a lot harder for me to probably put my hand up due to the fact that I haven't been able to play.
So other things to concentrate on.
Exactly.
Oscar Allen as backing Shuey in to continue as captain, but is that kind of a deflection because everyone keeps talking about Oscar being the captain? And he's like, no, I don't want you talking about me like that right now.
Big deflection.
Just,
For the young fella. He's pretty young still, isn't he?
Yeah, he is pretty young. Yeah. He is pretty young, but he's a natural leader as well, so I can definitely see him.
One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah.
So, look, I think if Boots hangs around as well for another couple of seasons, I think he can sort of, you know, help pave that way for the younger kids in terms of Oscar with their leadership development side of things. I can definitely
see.
Which
is what being part of being, you know, captain is.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, that wasn't a very well-structured sentence.
That's exactly what you were saying.
I know what you mean.
I think we'll see changes in that leadership group with some of the young guys getting...
Yeah, it is. Lifted. It is. This year as well, they've changed a few things around. They've kind of lent towards that more younger side now for leadership because they're the next generation coming through, which is fine. So a lot of the older players and that they're still on that sort of, you know, outside perspective, giving, you know, opinions and stuff like that. But, you know, they're really trying to grow that younger group coming through.
All right. Well, Bounce Down is 11:10 our time on Sunday for the match against the Gold Coast. Good luck, whether you be watching or up there. We shall see.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Cheers. Nice to see you out there, bud.
Thank you, Elliot.
Our West Coast Eagle, 27 after 7. 96.